Final Fantasy starter kit versus the Hubbard Welcome decks, which actually teaches magic better in 2026. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. Using PuzzleWix affiliate links is one way to support this guide at no extra cost to you. Choose the Final Fantasy starter kit for a complete two-player home lesson. Choose the Hubbard Welcome deck route when a store host or experienced friend can run the five-color curriculum. Cloud is red-white, Sephiroth is blue-black, and the fixed pair is designed to teach a rematch. The Hubbard retail products arrive September 18, 2026. They are samplers, limited events, displays, or premium openings rather than substitutes for a guided first deck. Two famous worlds can open the same rules engine without teaching it the same way. The Final Fantasy Starter Kit puts two fixed 60-card decks on one table, Cloud's red-white pressure against Sephiroth's blue-black control. The Hubbard Welcome decks use five smaller monocolor lessons and assume a host, academy event, or patient experience player. This is a table decision, not a fandom contest. The right first product is the one that creates a complete evening for the people who are actually present. Hubbard retail boxes have useful jobs after that lesson, but Wizards list September 18, 2026 as their retail release. As of this September 9 review, availability and post-launch demand remain unverified. The short answer, home duel or guided color laboratory, Final Fantasy is the better first purchase. Hobbit is the broader first curriculum. The starter kit answers the practical home question with two decks, two deck boxes, tokens, and instructions. The welcome deck route answers a different question. What do white, blue, black, red, and green feel like before a new player chooses a longer path? A couple on a kitchen table should not have to source 10 separate piles or ask a store which deck goes with which lesson. Buy the Final Fantasy kit, play both sides and swap decks. A learner already walking into Magic Academy should take the Hobbit route because a host, event structure, and five intentionally simplified color lessons are part of the product even when they are not inside a retail carton. Yumi says, choose the doorway that creates a complete first evening. What Final Fantasy teaches, especially well, Cloud's red-white deck makes the board legible. Play permanents, develop attackers, decide when combat matters, and learn that the second main phase is useful. Sephiroth's blue-black deck introduces a less obvious pleasure. Leave mana available, trade resources, remove the right threat, and use the graveyard without treating it as a rubbish bin. That contrast creates a real rematch. The learner who lost with Sephiroth can swap sides and discover whether the difficulty was the deck, the matchup, or the timing language. Keep the first lesson narrow, lands, casting, combat, and one response window. The second game can add mulligans, stack language, and the question, what happens if I wait? The two decks are standard size, but 60 cards does not mean competitive standard deck. Their job is controlled teaching. Preserve the pair long enough to teach another person before stripping it for parts. Yumi says, let Cloud make combat visible and Sephiroth make patience interesting. What the Hobbit Welcome decks teach that one box cannot, the five monocolor decks turn color philosophy into something a learner can touch. White organizes and protects. Blue delays and chooses. Black trades life and material for power. Red compresses time with damage and pressure. Green converts mana and bodies into scale. Those are tendencies, not prisons, but they are a better first map than a wall of set symbols. Welcome decks are 40-card teaching instruments built from both HOB and HOC cards. That is a feature for teaching and a trap for legality assumptions. The decks are balanced for the lesson, they are not ready-made standard lists. Keep the five together as a library. Let each learner play two colors, then ask which turn felt most satisfying rather than which deck happened to win. Yumi says, five colors are a laboratory, not five shopping obligations. The three-session plan that gets two beginners across the moat: session 1, play Final Fantasy with hands open for the first four turns. Name each phase, allow takebacks, and stop after one complete game even if the rematch is tempting. Session 2, swap decks and close the hands. Each player may call one museum pause before combat or before a spell resolves. Session 3. Sample Hubbard colors through Magic Academy. Welcome deck to Uzora Patient Friend. Choose a color because its decisions felt good. You are ready for a normal casual table when you can untap. Draw player land. Cast at sorcery speed. Attack, block, and ask who has priority without apologizing. You are not required to know every keyword or recognize every old card. Magic players who act as though the comprehensive rules are a bouncer have confused documentation with hospitality. Yumi says, your first useful table sentence is, I am new. When do I have priority? What to buy next and what not to buy yet after the teaching pair? Choose the next evening before the next carton. Buy the Hobbit bundle if one player wants to open a personal sampler, keep lands and begin a small Tolkien collection. Buy draft night only when four people want a supported limited evening and at least one person can explain deck construction. Buy a purpose-built commander pre-con when a real group plays commander. The play booster display is the event carton. Use it when the table explicitly wants draft, sealed, or a large shared opening. The collector booster display is the premium treatment carton. It is for an experienced collector who wants the releases scarce treatments and accepts high variance. Both are real Hubbard products worth showing. Neither replaces the teaching decks, builds an exact upgrade, or makes a beginner table more legal. Do not buy collector boosters to learn rules. Do not convert the starter kit into commander by adding 40 attractive cards and hoping Singleton Politics repairs the mana. Do not buy a booster display to locate 3 exact upgrades. Packs are excellent at creating an opening ritual and poor at obeying a shopping list. Yumi says, name the next evening before you name the next box. The complete first table accessory kit 2 teaching decks need 2 distinguishable sleeve colors, a clean surface, and a container only if they travel. Use opaque standard size sleeves and keep matching spares. The starter kit's simple deck boxes are good enough at home. A rigid 100+ box earns its place when one deck begins commuting. A thematic stitched mat makes the table inviting and protects edges. But neither learner needs premium storage before they have a favorite deck. For a shared kit, label each box with deck name and return 60. Keep tokens in a small pouch. Photograph the complete reset once. This unglamorous ritual prevents the next session from beginning with an archaeological survey. Yumi says, protect the decks you own before buying storage for an imaginary collection. The advanced truth. The lesson is choosing a format magic is not one ladder. Standard, commander, draft, sealed, pioneer, modern, and kitchen table constructed reuse the rules but ask for different deck sizes, card pools, opponents, budgets, and social expectations. A beginner graduates when they can name the room they want, not when they can recite every keyword. Check the official format page and the current legality of exact cards before entering sanctioned play. Hobbit Hob and HOC cards can sit in the same teaching deck and still have different constructed legality. Final Fantasy Starter Kit cards can teach perfectly without guaranteeing the list belongs in the current metagame. Format is a destination, not a quality grade. Yumi says, a format is a destination, not a quality grade. What can you verify before The Hobbit reaches retail? Wizards lists September 18, 2026 as the retail release for Magic: The Gathering, The Hobbit. Earlier August dates on the publisher calendar describe event programs, not the product release. As of this guide's September 9 review, Hobbit boxes should be treated as pre-release products. Identity and stated contents can be checked, while shipping, allocation, marketplace price, and post-launch demand remain unsettled. The useful pre-release decision is modest. Reserve a product only when its stated job already fits a planned table. Draft night for 4 players, a bundle for a personal sampler, a scene box for 1 finite display, or collector boosters for a deliberately high variance premium opening. Do not turn pre-order visibility into proof of scarcity or future value. Yumi says, the calendar is evidence. Presale excitement is not a release date. Final verdict. Choose the Final Fantasy Starter Kit for 2 people learning at home. Its 2 fixed 60-card decks create the clearest complete first evening. Choose the Hobbit Welcome Deck route when a participating store, Magic Academy host or experienced friend can teach all five colors. Use the Hubbard bundle only after that lesson if opening and collecting are part of the pleasure. Neither teaching product is a commander deck. Frequently asked questions. Is the Final Fantasy Starter Kit better than the Hubbard Welcome Decks for beginners? It is better for two people who need one complete retail lesson at home. Hubbard Welcome Decks are better for sampling all five colors with a store event or experienced host. Are Hubbard Welcome Decks standard legal? Not as complete decks. They mix HOB and HOC cards, and those codes can have different format legality. Check each exact card before sanctioned play. Can the Final Fantasy Starter Kit decks become Commander decks? They can inspire Commander builds, but Commander requires a 100-card singleton list including a legal Commander. That is a substantial rebuild, not a 40-card extension. Should I buy the Hobbit bundle to learn Magic? Number the bundle contains packs, lands, a promo, a die and storage, but no finished teaching deck. Learn through a starter kit, arena, welcome deck, or Magic Academy first. What should two new Magic players buy first? Buy one current two-player starter kit and two colors of standard opaque sleeves. Use the included boxes at home and add rigid storage only when a deck travels. Do I need a playmat to play Magic? Number a clean surface works. A stitched mat improves card handling, protects edges, and gives each player a clear area, but it is an optional comfort purchase. When is draft night the right Hobbit purchase? When four players already understand the basic turn and want to build decks from a limited pool. It is not the ideal first rules tutorial. What is the stop buying rule? Complete three sessions, and choose a format before buying a display, collector booster, commander deck, or premium storage system.